If you want to drive into Manhattan, that would be New York and not Kansas, it's going to cost you. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 27th day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, a day that ends in a Y means yet another TikTok story. Amazon is getting serious about AI with some big money investments. The MyPillow guy is in some hot water in Minnesota. In sporting news, the coming sale of the Baltimore Orioles is a thing. Fast food workers in California are losing their jobs, and it's a boneheaded move. We've got the Wall Street Report and big news for creators. For the interview, a game-changing method in which Phil K. James of Good Milkshake can help any business gain more customers. And it's pretty damn amazing. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful you're with us again today. Well, if you've ever been to Manhattan, New York, not Kansas, you know how congested that place is. Now, according to the AP, the city will begin charging a $15 toll if you want to drive there. It's being called a first in the nation. Members of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board voted to greenlight the congestion pricing plan, expected to go into effect in June. The vote authorizes a $15 toll on most commuter passenger vehicles that drive into Manhattan south of 60th Street. That's a zone that's south of Central Park during daytime hours. Tolls are higher for larger vehicles and lower for late-night entries into the city, as well as for motorcycles. Supporters of the new tolls say it will push more people to use public transport, reduce congestion to speed up public buses and emergency vehicles, reduce pollution, and raise money needed to improve the subway system. The state legislature approved the tolls back in 2019, mandating that the program should raise $1 billion a year to fund public subway and bus systems for the city's 4 million daily riders. Wall Street ended the day in the green, and the Dow was on fire. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. More troubling news about the embattled social media site TikTok. The Associated Press is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission is investigating TikTok over its data and security practices, a probe that could lead to a settlement or a lawsuit against the company. All of this according to a person familiar with the matter. The investigation is the latest battle in Washington for the social media company, which is already fighting against a federal bill that could ban the platform in the U.S. if it doesn't break ties with its Beijing-based parent company, ByteDance. In its investigation, the FTC has been looking into whether TikTok violated a portion of federal law that prohibits unfair and deceptive business practices by denying that individuals in China had access to U.S. user data. All of this, according to a person who's not authorized to discuss the investigation. The agency also is scrutinizing the company over potential violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which requires kid-oriented apps and websites to get parents' consent before collecting personal information of their children under the age of 13. Amazon is pouring over $2.7 billion into its AI creature Anthropic, bringing its total investment in the artificial intelligence startup to $4 billion. Amazon will maintain a minority stake in San Francisco-based Anthropic, a rival of ChatGPT, maker of OpenAI. Under the deal, Anthropic will use Amazon's AWS as its primary cloud provider and use Amazon's custom chips to build, train, and deploy AI models. It will also provide AWS customers, which are mostly businesses, with access to models on an Amazon service called Bedrock. In its announcement, Amazon said companies like Delta Airlines and Siemens are already using Bedrock's access to Anthropic's AI models. Mike Lindell, best known for two things, as an election denier and the MyPillow guy, is facing eviction from a warehouse in Minnesota. The AP is reporting that Lindell says the landlord wants the property back, and it's not a reflection on his lack of funds. Lindell denied in an interview with the Associated Press that the eviction was another sign of his money woes. He said his financial picture is actually improving after a credit crunch last year disrupted cash flow at MyPillow after the company lost one of its major advertising platforms and was dropped by several national retailers. "We're fine," said Lindell. Lindell faced a setback last month when a federal judge affirmed a $5 million arbitration award in favor of a software engineer who challenged data that Lindell said proves China interfered in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and tipped the outcome to Joe Biden. Lindell acknowledged back in January that Fox News stopped running MyPillow commercials because of a billing dispute. In sports news, the sale of the Baltimore Orioles to David Rubenstein has been approved by major league owners. Approval of 75% of all owners was required, and MLB said the vote was unanimous. It came the day before the team is scheduled to open the season at home against the Los Angeles Angels. Rubenstein and his investor group were expected to close on the purchase very quickly. The Angelos family took control of the Orioles back in 1993 when Peter Angelos purchased the team for $173 million. Angelos' health took a turn for the worse in recent years, and he died Saturday at age 94. And his son John has been the team's chairman, CEO, and control person since 2019. Rubenstein's group, which includes Cal Ripken Jr. and Grant Hill, reached an agreement in January to buy the Orioles for an evaluation worth over $1.7 billion. Riddle me this. If fast food workers are being laid off in California, who in the hell is going to make and then deliver the food? It's the latest news from fast food companies and franchise owners there. USA Today is reporting that the cuts are coming as more restaurant chains prepare to meet a new $20 an hour minimum wage set to go into effect next week. Restaurants making cuts are mostly pizzerias, according to a report published by the Wall Street Journal. Multiple businesses have plans to axe hundreds of jobs, as well as cut back hours and freeze hiring, says the report. While all of that may increase profits for owners, but it's a short-term fix and brings about a much larger problem. I mean, with nobody to create the food, how do you stay in business? Now, yeah, Pizza Hut announced they had cut 1,200 delivery jobs, and some franchisees say they're opting out of delivery altogether, which, of course, opens the door for other companies to pick up the slack. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the FAST Act back in September to require fast food chains with 60 or more locations nationwide to meet that wage increase after labor unions fought for it alongside the healthcare industry, which, by the way, will also see a boost to earnings in June. The legislation indicated that businesses that feature ice cream, coffee, boba tea, pretzels, or donuts could meet the definition of a fast food restaurant covered by the law. All of this according to the National Law Review's breakdown of the bill. The law could extend to similar businesses that provide things like sweets and drinks. The wage gains are a big deal, according to Newsom. 80% of fast food workers are people of color, and 2/3 of them are women. The Dow was on fire today as the 30 industrials picked up a whopping 477 points to close at 39,760, while the NASDAQ added 83 points in choppy trading to finish the session at 16,399, and the S&P 500 gained 43 points on the day to close at 5,246. The Dow was the best performing of the three major indexes today, mostly due to gains in drug maker Merck. Meanwhile, investors look toward the next piece of inflation data that's coming, and Federal Reserve policymaker commentary for insight on the rate path. The blue-chip Dow now sits roughly 1% away from breaking the 40,000 level for the first time. West Texas Intermediate crude was up fractionally, gaining just 7 cents to close at $81.69 a barrel at news time, and the 10-year Treasury yield fell to 4.192%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is a bit of news that will interest those of you who are creators. Design platform Canva is making a strong play to challenge Adobe's dominance by acquiring creative software suite Affinity. The deal brings Affinity Designer, Photo, and Publisher, rival products respectfully to Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, and InDesign, into Canva's ecosystem of professional tools. Canva's co-founder and COO Cliff Albrecht told Bloomberg the cash and stock deal was for several hundred million pounds, adding that the acquisition is the final piece in their jigsaw. Meanwhile, regulatory setbacks in Europe and the UK scuttled Adobe's acquisition of Figma in December, and Adobe shares have slid more than 15% since the start of the year. All right, stay with us for a really big story about reputation management when it comes to Google rankings. My guest is Phil K. James, who for the past 14 years has been helping restaurants boost their business in some very creative ways. Now, Phil is on to something that will not only work for restaurants, but also plumbers, electricians, real estate folks, and honestly, anybody who wants to build their business reputation organically. It is a game changer with Phil K. James and his company, Good Milkshake.